A newly released study from the Arizona Board of Regents finds less than half of the state's high school graduates can get into its public universities. The research found 46.5% of Arizona high schoolers were eligible for admission. That's pretty close to the number the last time this study was done in 2009. Joining me to talk about this is Eileen Klein, president of the Arizona Board of Regents. And Eileen, what do you make of these results?
Well, the results certainly are concerning. While we're glad with everything that K-12 has been through with funding challenges and changes in testing and all of the other things going on in K-12, that the numbers didn't go down, for the future, the numbers are a concern when you consider that today we just simply don't have enough students coming out of K-12 to even replace the number of adults with bachelor's degrees today in the workforce.
So do you consider these results in some way an indictment of Arizona's school system?
No, not at all. I think the results show that we have more work to be done. When you look at our state, we have schools large and small all around the state and communities everywhere who demonstrate time and again they have what it takes to get students ready to go to college and to get them through college. But what we don't have is enough consistency statewide in performance, and we don't have yet enough students who demonstrate they're able to do college-level work. The reason, of course, we're worried about that is because the freshman class that starts today is going to graduate into a workforce that requires post-secondary education credentials. So we want to be sure that our students are prepared with the skills that they need to be able to get those credentials and be successful in the workforce.
Enrollment at the state's three universities keeps going up. So presumably, if these are not Arizona residents, they're out-of-state students who are taking some of these extra slots?
Right. We have record numbers of freshmen, and unfortunately, we don't have record numbers of Arizona freshmen, and that's certainly a goal here. We want our seats to be filled first by all of our Arizona students who are able to go on to college here. And we see time and again that they're able to do the work. So the question for us is, how can we work more closely with K-12 to make sure that first and foremost, we're all setting aspirations for students to go on and get an education beyond high school, that they're offering the courses that students need so that they can go on to two-year and four-year degree opportunities or go into other vocational pursuits or even the military. And then we also need to look closely at our own admission requirements. We want to make sure that we're capturing all the different innovations in K-12 where students can get prepared and recognize those types of courses on our transcripts. So, for instance, just this spring, we began accepting a lot of career and technical education courses that show that they're equally able to prepare students the same way that traditional coursework does. So we want to be sure that we're working closely in partnership with K-12, with the teachers that we're preparing, so that students have the opportunities. We know the students are able to do the work. The question is, do they have the resources in the schools that they're going to be able to accomplish what they need to be able to go on to college?
The numbers for this in this report were roughly the same as when they were done in 2009. Does that tell you that something really needs to change here if things haven't improved over the last 5 or 6 years already?
Certainly, and it starts with an intense focus on college going. At the next Board of Regents meeting, we'll be taking up a new strategic plan. It's going to be revised, and it will sincerely focus very intentionally on the attainment rate, the number of students going on to college in the state of Arizona, not necessarily public universities, but just statewide, to begin to form a group that's going to be very focused with K-12 leaders, community college leaders, and our private sector college leaders to really focus on creating a college-going culture in Arizona. It's essential for students to go on to get education beyond high school. And together, I think we'll be really effective in setting those aspirations for our young people today.
Eileen Klein is the president of the Arizona Board of Regents. Eileen, thanks.
Thanks so much.